scams and solutions, good deals and bad. Everything you need to know. Here's Herb Weisbaum's Consumer Notebook.
When I was a teenager, if you had pimples, you bought a tube of Clearasil. Now there are apps for that. Acne app and Acne Pounder claim to use the light given off from a smartphone to treat acne. This week, the companies marketing these two apps settled charges brought by the Federal Trade Commission that they were making health claims without any scientific proof to back them up. In settling with the feds, neither company admits doing anything illegal, but they did agree in court documents to stop making health claims that are not based on competent and reliable scientific evidence. That effectively stops them from selling these products. The ads for Acne Pounder sold in the Android market proclaimed, "Kill acne with this simple yet powerful tool." Acne app sold in the iTunes store was created by Dr. Greg Pearson, a dermatologist in Houston. The website for his application promised acne therapy without risky medication, and it featured glowing reviews.
The apps react a little bit differently.
FTC attorney Stacey Ferguson saw the apps in action.
But for the most part, once you launch the app, the screen will show different colors of light. So it'll be red, blue, and that will change every few seconds.
Users are instructed to hold the screen next to the area of skin to be treated for a few minutes each day. You can even do it while you're talking on the phone, the ultimate inconvenience. The blue light supposedly fights bacteria. The red light supposedly helps heal the skin. Now, some dermatologists do use red and blue light therapy to treat acne, but in a doctor's office, the light is thousands of times stronger than what could ever be given off by a smartphone.
There's just no way that these smartphones can emanate enough light to be effective.
This is the first time the Federal Trade Commission has targeted health claims in the mobile application marketplace. You can expect more cases in the future. I'm told the commission is already investigating other companies selling apps that claim to treat acne. And that's today's Consumer Notebook. Herb Weisbaum, Como News Radio.